KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly clear skies and 6 degrees below zero. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 10. North winds this morning at around 10 miles per hour, becoming southeast at 5 to 10 this afternoon. Wind chills will be right around 20 degrees below zero with those light winds. And there is a wind chill advisory in effect until noon today for most of our listening area. Wind chill advisory in effect until 9 a.m. for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. And until noon for Cass, Adams, Audubon, Adair, Carroll, Crawford, Dallas, Guthrie, Sac, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, essentially the entire state of Iowa, with the exception of a couple of counties in far northwest Iowa. Winds of 20 to, or wind chills, it is, of 20 to 30 degrees below zero can cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 20 to 30 minutes. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials with the Creston Police Department say a woman residing in the 900 block of North Division Street in Creston reported Wednesday morning an incident of vehicle vandalism. She said that sometime between 10 p.m. Tuesday and 7 a.m. Wednesday, someone broke out the back window of her Dodge 1500 pickup. The damage was estimated at $200. Early Wednesday morning, wastewater flowed into the city of Storm Lake's storm sewers for less than an hour. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources said the incident originated at Tyson Foods at 1009 Richland Drive. Wastewater began flowing into a storm sewer at around 2:25 a.m. Wednesday. The discharge ended about a half an hour later at 2:58 a.m. The likely cause, officials say, was a pump failure in the plant. And the storm sewer empties into the stormwater detention basin about a block north of Storm Lake, where Tyson staff began pumping it up. Of the estimated 16,500 gallons released, some of it reached the lake. Tyson staff were working to estimate how much. Tyson and the city of Storm Lake collected water samples for testing. The DNR staff indicated they do not expect environmental issues given the small amount that reached the lake. And the DNR will monitor the cleanup and consider appropriate enforcement actions as necessary. Now, Wednesday evening, Kelly Helbush with the Tyson Corporate Communications issued a statement to KJAN saying, "We took immediate action to contain the accidental release of water from the plant and are working cooperatively with city and state officials as we continue to implement our containment and cleanup measures and further evaluate the matter." A woman from Albia died Wednesday morning when her SUV she was driving was hit by an Amtrak passenger train. A woman, 58-year-old Melinda Sue Stewart, was pronounced dead at the scene. The accident happened at around 10:30 a.m. Wednesday on 695th Avenue near the town of Avery. The Iowa State Patrol says Amtrak train number 142 was eastbound when it hit Stewart's Jeep Grand Cherokee. As the vehicle crossed the tracks, the SUV was traveling south on 695th when it was struck on the passenger side. The engineer and operator of the train was identified as 49-year-old Jennifer Harvey of Lincoln, Nebraska. No one on board the train was injured. The cause of the crash had remained under investigation. The Iowa Senate is considering a bill that would prevent local schools or communities from requiring additional vaccines, like the one for COVID-19. The legislation would allow families to continue to claim medical and religious exemptions during a public health emergency. Currently, the exemptions exist, but they can be canceled by the Iowa Board of Health during a statewide emergency. Iowa Public Radio reports the Senate bill would leave the exemptions in place even during a pandemic. A bill that would make it legal for all terrain vehicles and off-road utility vehicles to travel on state and county highways appears to be on the fast track in the Iowa House. The legislation cleared initial review on Tuesday and is a priority for House State Government Committee Chairman Bobby Kaufman of Wilton. Kaufman said ATVs are allowed on the roads in 22 states, plus two-thirds of Iowa counties have local ordinances allowing ATVs on local streets and roads.
I want to make it clear that in every county that this has happened, the ensuing accidents and deaths and Armageddons that were predicted did not happen.
Dan Clean of the Iowa Off-Highway Vehicle Association says his group opposes the bill and believes county officials should decide which roads are safe for ATV traffic.
We think the numbers are low because it's only been county roads, secondary roads, not on state highways. You put a 35-mile-an-hour machine, no matter how big the roll bar or seatbelt is, on a road with a 65-mile-an-hour semi coming up behind you, it's not a good situation.
Kaufman says bicyclists and farm tractors are allowed on state highways and face greater danger than an ATV when a semi pops over the hill behind them.
I'm going to be in a lot more trouble on my John Deere 3010 and its lack of mobility and its lack of roll cage and the fact that my bare head will go slam itself on the concrete.
Scott Meisenmeyer owns Recreational Motorsports in Anamosa at the business that services ATVs.
We're not asking to ride 20 miles down a state highway. What we're asking is to ride the most direct route from a county road or a city to get to another county road or a town.
Steve Tebby of the Jackson County ATV Club in Eastern Iowa says ATVs are a growing form of recreation, but there's one serious challenge.
Getting fuel, food, and other necessities in the towns and cities in the state of Iowa. Due to the fact that many restaurants, convenience stores, and other shops are on municipality state highways.
Mark Maxwell, a representative of the Iowa Motorcycle Dealers Association, says his group is adamantly opposed to the bill.
These vehicles are not manufactured to be run on hard surface roads. They're not. They don't have highway tires on them. They don't have anti-lock brakes. They do not comply to the federal motor vehicle safety standards. That's the facts.
Maxwell says county-level decisions about where ATVs may safely operate makes sense.
As somebody who lives in Des Moines, I don't want ATVs and UTVs on the streets in Des Moines. I understand in the smaller communities it works well, and we have no problem with that. But one size does not fit all.
The bill is scheduled for debate in a House State Government Committee next week, and Kaufman says he aims to have it debated in the full House by the first week of February. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.